Blog Talk Radio.
Right, all right. Wow, boy, that's right. To be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who are listening to the show for the very first time, and those who are listening for the umpteenth time, greetings and welcome to the online happy hour. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, it goes down, folks, all the way down like bad stock. And let me tell you, it's because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. It's Tuesday, May 15th, halfway through the month. Some people got paid today. Other folks got paid last weekend. Hope you had a wonderful weekend, folks. It was a very indifferent weekend for me. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of trials and tribulations. But, you know, made the best of what it was. Because it was an interesting week. You know, Saturday, if you listened to the show before and you've heard a chance to listen to our previous episodes this year on Blog Talk Radio here on the Online Happy Hour, and way back early in the first year when we started back in 2010, there was a young lady that graced the phone lines with us, Grambling Estates-owned Shawishi Nicole Trim. You may know her as Naughty Nicole here on the show. But we lost one of our Gramlinites, and we had to say our goodbyes to her this past Saturday. And it was a very difficult thing to do. You know, when a friend leaves you and walks by, and they're truly, truly a friend, it makes a difference if they impact your life. People are going to come and go, you know, throughout the course of your life and your lifetime. But when you have a real strong friend by your side that can really help out and is genuine, then it's a tough thing to lose them. So I said our goodbye to my dear friend, Nicole. It was Mother's Day weekend. Hope you all had a wonderful Mother's Day, all the mothers out there. Me and my mother hung out and had a great time. Got some word, you know, went to the movie tavern, saw the Steve Harvey movie, Think Like a Man. And it was good to get some insight from moms on her perspective on what she thought about that. Interesting show, I might add. I have my own personal thoughts on that one, but to say the least, it was a very interesting show. Good movie. Made a lot of money. Speaking of a lot of money, the NBA playoffs are going on right now. I'm pulling for Lob City to do something indifferent. My Lakers didn't look too well the other night, but, you know, we still striving. We still striving for success. Folks, follow your boy. Follow the family here at How Was Your Weekend. HowWasYourWeekend.com. Be sure to spell was with a Z. On Facebook, our Facebook followers, How Was Your Weekend page, P-A-G-E, first and last name, that is. Those who tweet and let the birds cheap tweet, it's twitter.com/HWYweekend. You can find me on my website at andybrownspeaks.com. And let's get the party going, folks. Today's show is brought to you in part by One World Enterprises, where they have one vision, which is one goal, to increase you folks, one world. Let's get to it. You've seen the topic that we've talked about posted on Facebook. You've got your text messages. You got a few tweets maybe. But we're talking about situations that happen in the working environment. Now, last week we talked about the definition of a friend is. And we all have good friends and strong friends and friends we think are friends, people who say they're friends when they're really associates, and those who want to be like Mike, they want to be like you, they want to be like John, they want to be like Tina, they want to be like him, and have no clue how to be themselves, but they try to be so many different things, but they really don't know how to be a true friend. We talked about it last week. Go to the page, click on it, take a listen to the show, and we did it some justice because we worked. We worked it out. And when we're talking about work, you know, this economy is what it is. And sometimes when you're dealing with certain situations in the workplace, those of people who have jobs and are employed, they spend a lot of time there. And there's always, depending on where you work, people that you're going to be attracted to in some form or fashion, whether it's their communication, the way they look, the way they smell. You know, the weather's nice. The ladies are wearing those nice little sundresses, and I don't know what else they could possibly get away with. It teeters the line of sexual harassment as far as compliments are concerned. You know, some of the fellas out there doing it good, looking good, smelling good, going to work with that big bottle of Brut by Fabergé just splashed all on their face and back. Trying to get that person's attention, trying to get that notoriety, recognition, attention, if you will. Because it's all about workplace growth, moving up the ladder, gaining some confidence in your peers, and building a strong working relationship. But sometimes those relationships can go a little bit beyond the intent. Now, you may see the occasional, let's go to lunch, let's have a little bite to eat. You look a little tired today. How's everything going at the home front? Because we see these people day in and day out. More often, if those who are involved in relationships where there's somebody living at home or they frequently call and spend time with, that, I don't know, something happens. You just become drawn to them. You're the first one to notice that new pair of pants that they may have on, or that new fragrance, or maybe that new pair of shoes. Well, the way they've programmed certain projects and are ready to hand them in, they've excelled in so many different ways that it just is intriguing to you and you want a little bit more. So then they become a little bit closer than close can be. You know, she becomes your lunch buddy. She becomes your confidant. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on in my relationship. Maybe you can help me. Or maybe she's got the, oh, I work so much, I'm so busy, no man really wants to spend time with me. Or I'm glad you noticed my shoes. He didn't happen to notice my shoes when I left the house this morning. The subtle hints. It happens. Now, if you're not used to these kind of conversations, folks, maybe you're a part of the 8-9% of the U.S. population that's not employed right now, because it does go on. Working relationships. The office husband and the work wife, because what happens is people start to take the place of that significant other. Why do they do that, AB? What you talking about? Well, if you start to spend more time with this person, day in, day out, 5 days a week, not because you like them, but because it's just where you work and where you make your money and where you earn your income. So it's a place that you must go. They look good. Because you kind of say to yourself, fellas, man, look here. If they hadn't shown me that video about sexual harassment, I'd have been said something a long time ago. I can't believe she wore them pants today. That was, whew. And the ladies might be in the office, and the brother just got this good bottle of cologne, and he's smelling good, he's looking good. He didn't look like that the other day. You know, starting to get a little paycheck, his money kicking in a little bit. Let's check this brother out. He seemed like he know what he's talking about in the workplace. I wonder, can he work out some other things for me? Oh, don't act like we don't know. Because that break room ain't as quiet as you think it is. If you know of such situations, you're more than welcome to call in tonight. We're going to go 100% full throttle, and I'm going to touch everything but your paycheck tonight here on this particular topic. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. Hit us up. Phone number, as always, is 646-727-3279. Today on the Online Happy Hour, we're discussing working relationships, the office husband and the work wife. Well, let's talk about that first. Let's you know, usually we say ladies first. But since the man of the house is up here, let's talk about how the men see fit in operating the work wife. How does she come about? Well, there's always somebody. Because the men, what they do is we size up. And ladies, we're going to tell it. We size up who is who up in here. What does she do? What are her credentials? What are her ambitions? Is she battered at the job? Yeah, we don't talk about that. We look. We don't speak much. We don't look. Because we've heard about the 90-day rule. You really don't know too much about this person. The benefits haven't kicked in, and you borderline losing some income based on a comment or two. A 30-second conversation is not worth $50,000. Don't kill yourself on that. Find out a little bit more. So what tends to happen is this. Watch this now. She's observed in the coffee room. She's observed in the break room. They find a common ground to discuss certain things on. And the communication begins. Over time, he starts to say, you know what? You're a little bit easier to talk to than I anticipated. I'm surprised you're single. Oh, yes. It's part of the plan. Part of the plan. Like, don't even trip. It's part of the plan. He's trying to get in. And what happens is this. Tends to talk about how she is such a good friend. Maybe what kind of advice could you possibly give me? Because my woman doesn't seem to appreciate some of the things that I'm doing for her. I need a little bit of help. I need a little bit of understanding. You seem like a fairly attractive young lady. You know, if you were my woman, I would do this for you. In other words, he's saying, I'm letting you know I'm interested, but I have to talk around that book that they spread out with the, the harassment issues. Yeah. He has to get around that. So he's building the relationship with her. She's slowly but surely becoming the work wife. The short, subtle lunches begin. The cordial emails come back and forth. He gonna start. Now, I'm going to tell you, ladies, what happens is this. You know, it starts off with the Christian chain letter. See, it starts off the subtle way. It lets you know man is saved. He's either God first. But if there's any inclination that he can get in, he's going to let it be known. You look cute today in that red dress you had on. Depending upon the comment that you give back, lets him know it's on. Don't think this don't happen. It's a strategic plan to find the work wife. Because what happens is when you have the work wife, now I have a reason to go not only go make my money, but enjoy my money. And those calculated lunch breaks can lead to something else. Well, now that you're comfortable with me having lunch, hey. Why don't we turn this into a dinner? Why don't we turn this into something a little bit more? Because what I'm doing is I'm allowing myself to make time for this person, even though I got somebody back at home. You understand me more. We communicate more. Well, first of all, you're paid to do such. And second of all, he's on the prowl.
Does anybody doubt me? Love to hear it. 646-727-3279, working relationships. I'm giving you a tidbit of what's going on right here from the male perspective. Now, ladies, ladies, tell us where we're wrong. I truly doubt it. Truly, truly doubt it. But, you know, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear from the different callers and chime in as we expand a little bit more about that. 646-727-3279. We have a caller on the line that wants to chime in about this particular topic. Blake has joined the phone. What's going on, Blake?
Hello. How's it going, man?
Man, everything is good. Welcome to the happy hour.
Hey, thanks for having me on. My name is Blake, and I'm pretty much, you know, workaholic. I kind of work that desk job. I'm a desk jockey, and this is kind of from a different perspective too. I'm married, but my partner's not female. It's a male. His name is Ramon. We've been together for the last 5 years, and recently, like, I just want to give you, like, you know, from the gay perspective. Recently, he was actually unemployed. Probably like the last 6 months, he's been unemployed. And it's been kind of a little bit divisive, or it's kind of been, you know, divisive, like, in our marriage because, you know, I work all the time and we don't get to see each other. But lately, though, we actually rediscovered something that we've actually done before. And so pretty much I get off work about 5. I get home about 5:40, depending on traffic. And then when I go home, we sodomize each other. We sodomize each other, and it feels good because it expands consciousness, and we can also be able to talk to each other, too, while we're sodomizing each other.
Okay. Now,
go ahead. All right, sorry. Yeah, so the reason why we do that is because, one, we're gay. You know, we like to sodomize each other. And, two, we're able to kind of reconnect with one another, kind of have that spiritual moment. And part of it, too, is that, like, he's a little bit shorter than I am. I'm about 6'1", 340 pounds. He's about, like, 5'4". And, you know, the great thing is, too, is, like, he's short enough where he can tongue my ass. And by doing that, he actually can see things that I couldn't even see.
How does this relate to work, if you don't mind me asking?
How does this relate to work? Well, this is, like, at work, you know, I'm drained. It's just too much for me to handle. But when I get off work, it kind of makes me realize that I have a home life still. You know, sometimes I work like 60 hours a week at the office, and when I go home, he just makes me realize, you know, I have a place at home. We get to be together, and, you know, we get to, you know, practice sodomy over and over again. It's a beautiful thing.
So that's your stress reliever, if you will.
I'm sorry?
That's your stress reliever?
Stress? Oh, yeah. It's one of the best stress relievers ever. I mean, the thing is, like, my penis is bigger than his, so, and my ass is bigger than his, so the problem is, like, he has a very small penis, so it's really hard for him to sodomize me. So the thing is, like, I have to really make it so hard just to, like, spread my butt. And by doing that, he's able to go in and just, you know, feel my sensuality.
Hmm. Okay.
Hey, let me end this on a final note.
Yeah. Interesting way to relieve stress. That brings a whole new term to the buddy system. Gentlemen, ladies, you never know what's going to happen or who's going to call in. We appreciate Blake for calling in and giving his input on that. But, you know, that really doesn't happen too much in the office place. I understand that's your stress reliever, your way to go ahead and get your sense of stress off. Now, however you choose to do that, that's up to you. As long as you're protected, no issues, y'all have at it. We are tending to look and stay in what happens inside the office place, where the badges are the only ones being swiped for right now. And as we continue this conversation, we talked about from the male perspective,
Blake came in and elaborated a little bit around the corner, but he touched on that, no pun intended. So we're going to look and talk a bit more about the female perspective of where and how certain things do arouse, if you will, for the sake of the office husband. Now, what happens, this particular episode, we can't speak for all, but I can tell you what has happened in the past that I have noticed firsthand. Okay? Here we go. Situation is this. You've got the young lady, very, very attractive young lady, if you will. You know, she comes into work. She's top notch in all that she's doing. Office manager, leads the pack in all types of activities. She's got one of those positions where her desk is far off in the corner, and her office and name tag and everything else is right there, along with her way down the corner. Well, what tends to happen is you start to see her involve herself in conversations in the break room and around the water cooler with a certain young man who's grown very fond of her. He makes sure that they speak to each other on a regular basis, synchronized conversation, if you will. 10:15, 12:45, 2:30 is a must. You know where they're going to be. Well, lunch breaks kick in, as you heard us mention earlier. The lunch breaks happen to kick in, you know. Let's kind of get out of the building. Let me take you out. He's treating her like a stone-cold gentleman, as Ralph Tresvant would say. Now, watch this. This is where it gets very interesting, because holidays arise, flowers show up on desks, the thoughts are there, he's caring for her, he's letting her know, I like you, my interests are there with you. But what happens is this, not realizing nor paying attention that she's married. The husband is not treating her up to par. Drops her off at work. They're arguing, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, starting your day off fussing. Fingers pointing, obscene language being shoved back and forth. It's not a good way to start your day. No cup of coffee is going to justify this one right here. Because what he seems to do is he sees that this is going on, swoops down there with cape in hand, and says, no, you don't deserve to be treated like that. Let me take care of you. Let me spend my time with you here. He's getting in. He's creating himself as the office husband. I've got your flowers. Yeah. I'll buy your lunch. Yeah. You need some copies made and your printer's not working, email it over to me. I'll take care of it for you. That's what a real man would do. Really. Not concerned with the fact that she's married. Text messages end 4:59 p.m. It's been a long day. I couldn't wait to see you. Oh, yeah. He's laying it all thick, hoping that she'll leave him and be with this new person. Uh-huh. Don't think it doesn't happen. We see it all the time. 646-727-3279 is the call-in line. Tonight's topic, indeed, is called working relationships. The office husband, the work wife. It goes down, folks. Trust and believe. It's not necessarily always in the corporate atmosphere, because it happens even outside of those surroundings. How do we know? Because they talk to us. Shall we go there? A lot of times, fellas will spend quite a bit of money making it rain in the local strip clubs. DG's, Onyx, The Lodge, Stilettos, Body Works, Baby Dolls, Bullet Boom City. What's the name of it out there? Bullet Boom City. Peter Toms. Baby, listen, let me tell you what happened. And we heard this straight from the horse's mouth. Because what tends to happen is
He comes in and he spends all his money. He's got a pocket full.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows this, that he has a pocket full of money, but none other than the security guard. Why? Because he has to pat you down, old boy, before you come in. Now that the security guard has pat you down, he finds out, okay, homeboy right here sporting a fatwa. Let me point my girl out to him and let him know this is the dude right here that's going to drop everything for you. And what tends to happen is after he spent all that money touching, rubbing, licking, saying each and everything unnecessary to this young lady to try to convince her to come on back somewhere with him, she tells him no. Thanks, Big Daddy. Let me program your number. I'll give you a call. Mm-hmm. And on the way to the local Denny's or local IHOP, she deletes the number while the security guard is taking her out to eat. Didn't think we knew about that one, dog, did we? Laying it down, laying it down. On the money that you spent on her, wishing on a star. Who doesn't think this can happen? Who believes without a shadow of a doubt that we are just, that I am just making all this up? It doesn't happen in my line of work. It doesn't happen where I work. Sure, if you're a librarian, there ain't nobody else working with you. Come on now. We know how it gets down. Working relationships. You got the work wife, the office husband. It happens wherever you are. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I see the phone lines are lit up. I know y'all are enjoying this one tonight. I got to keep it 100. That's the only thing I know how to do is keep it real. All the time. For those of you who might be driving in your car, rolling up at some local restaurant, trying to get a number two with cheese, whatever the number two might be, you can notice that the couple is always that one on five that occasionally moves over to the front register every now and then, kind of slide over because, you know, they young. Ain't nothing else to do. Other things back behind the counter tend to get a little greasy, get wrapped up, put different kind of sauces and things on places. We know it happens. You've seen it. You've been there before. Don't act like this is brand new. See, that what happens a lot of times is you used to blame your parents for doing that. Once they got grown, they stopped understanding. They didn't pay attention to certain things because, you know, they just couldn't believe it was happening. You heard what Blake had to say when he called in. Really? Bet it shook some of y'all's mind up. I can't believe people say things like that on the radio. Oh, my God. Well, your president is okay with it to an extent. You're not. You can't talk about it. You can't be real up in here. Trust, I totally understand. This show is really not for you. And if you're not in a position where you can wake up and understand, folks, that real things happen in this world, whether you want them to or not, then you're going to be living in a lost cave for a very, very long time. Our society is changing, but it's not. Things are happening. Sexual harassment cases are happening on a regular basis. What are we going to do about that? How do we stop that? Is this something that's even going to be controlled? Because the relationships tend to shift when they're at work than they are at home. There are people who can't wait to get to work because they don't have to deal with the nagging, the fussing, the arguing, for whatever reason it might be. Maybe they just want a break from the kids. Maybe they just want a break from you. Maybe they've just grown accustomed to the mundane routine of the lifestyle that you're living because nothing is exciting anymore. At work, they may not really like what they do, but they like who's around them because they're always doing something new. They're always doing something different. They're doing the things that you may have used to do. or they found a new way to entertain themselves, because when they come back to you, it's the same conversation. Babe, what you doing?
None.
What you watching?
None.
You hungry?
Yeah. What you want to eat?
I don't know.
What you want to eat?
I don't know. What you want to eat?
Well, just let me know I'm hungry. You want some chicken?
No.
You want a hamburger?
No.
Okay, you want some pizza?
Had pizza yesterday.
You want some turkey?
No.
That's about 30 minutes right there. You're burning calories on the conversation alone. Try something new.
Let that new thing be interjected in your home and not have to stay in the workplace where the job description is saying always changing environment. Really? 646-727-3279. We're on the online happy hour talking about working relationships, the office husband and the work wife. Kind of go back to that work wife, if you will. Because what tends to happen, fellas, more often than not, is you get involved with a young lady there at work, and things don't always go out as planned. It was a date. It was about to lead somewhere, and somewhere along the lines, you got caught up. She found out you were really married. She didn't want nothing to do with you. Somebody saw y'all doing something you wasn't supposed to be doing. Whatever the case may be. You was in bed one night and farted on her. She didn't like it. Sometimes things happen. You just don't know. But the relationship is now over. You're trying to move on, and guess what? Oh, my God. You see somebody else. Oh, my God, this is the one. And the pattern starts all over again, not realizing you're putting yourself in a position to be labeled. Maybe not your intent, but it's going to happen. Girl, he's married. Leave him alone. He means you no good. He doesn't really want anything. And suddenly it's turned around because the work husband now means that I don't have to take this home. He got stuff at home. He ain't got to worry about me. I just want this time right here in any place else that's not at his home because I'm free to do me. Oh, it's some ladies out there that think like that. Yes, indeed. Y'all better know it. Everybody ain't honest, pure. Yeah, they don't know. And I'm going to tell you one person who ain't honest and pure. I'm going to bring them on the phone line right now so she can get on to the nitty-gritty. Because what's about to happen, folks, is this right here. You ever got the grease hot enough for your fish? And then it was time to fry it, and it was on and popping as soon as you dropped the meat up in there. Well, we're about to drop the meat up in the grease right now and bring my friend and yours on right now, GSU's own. Molly's on the phone, folks, all the way GSU representing that hot wood apparel. Molly, what's going on?
What's up, Andy? What's up? Man, I'm late today, but, man, never late than never. You know what I'm talking about?
Already.
I'm on the scene. And I've just been sitting there listening with y'all saying, but you show white men in the workplace, man. Women are talking like they're men, too. You know,
yeah.
You can't just say to women, too. You know, it's the men, too. It's a doggy dog world out there, man. They trying to get in where everybody fit in.
You know, I'm going to tell you what, Molly. I've heard some of my female friends say that these dudes, and it's probably one of the main reasons I'm saying, it's just something. Now, I do say a lot, but it's certain things I'm just not going to say. Because it's going to, number one, it's going to borderline sexual harassment. And number two, it's silly as hell. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk about,
well, what
should we eat for lunch? Well, if I could put you on a plate, I'd like to eat you. Dude, really? At work? What you think about that, Molly? What's somebody saying that to you at work?
But you know what? It goes on. It goes on, man. It goes on. I'm telling you, it goes on. I've had a guy that's worked with me at the school. Now, we teaching the kids. And he worked maintenance, and he come by the classroom, you know, I'm thinking it's something he need to do in my classroom, but yet he pulled me out of the hallway to tell me how good my hair looks, and then it asked if he could touch it. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
And then I told him, I said, what you want to touch it for? I just want to see how if it's silky as it looks, you know. And then he gonna tell me, and then I told him, I said, well, I think it's something else you really want to touch. And guess what? I sent his ass on out of his way, because, see, when you get back at their ass, and see, they be scared the next time, because, see, next time they got to really cope with what they going to say. And then you put them on blast one time, they ain't going to come back. You know what I'm saying?
No, you right. Oh, yeah, you right.
I like to put niggas on blast. I like to put them on blast, Andy, because, you know, when they look at me and then they hear that come out of my mouth, they be shocked. They have that, they have a, like Oprah say, a aha moment. You feel me? Because they never think,
right.
That they look at me and then they be like, oh, I can't believe she said that. But nigga, you better believe it because I got some more behind it. So if you're going to come correct, then the next time you need to come correct. You know what I'm saying? Don't come with no bullshit. Because, see, I have a nigga stuttering. I have a stuttering. Because, see, that come at me talking about what you drinking. And I'm like, baby, I like that goose because I want to get loose. And I was like, you need to tell him to drop some lemon in so I can stir it in. You feel me?
Oh, my.
Andy, I was out there way before Lil' Kim was out there. You know what I'm saying? Before Foxy Brown said, hell, nah, nah, nah. I was out there, and anybody know me from Grambling State University, no, I was out there, man. I was saying stuff back that hoes really thought about saying, but they were scared to say. Because, see, I'm not going to waste my time and go way across the yard to be sneaky in with you, get in trouble, and if you ain't got the package. You feel me? I need to see now that you got the package, and then I know for sure if I want to take that risk and come on over. You feel me?
Understood.
But see, I tell people, if men would just come out and say what they want up front, then it won't be no bullshit in the after. You know what I'm saying? Because
it's
all free.
Well, I
man,
got that
I'm
point.
Telling you,
I do say what I mean. I mean what I say. But in the workplace,
the biggest freaks are at the workplace. Man, I have walked in on my principal when I used to work at this private school with the secretary, and the secretary giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Six something in the morning, and I'm there early so I catch up on some paperwork, but the principal in there sitting on top of his desk, getting his jimmy wet. You know what I'm saying? And then you wonder why Miss So-and-so and Miss So-and-so getting extra perks because they giving extra perks behind closed doors. So have you ever just been in an office place and, you know, and the people jump to a conclusion, they tell you, oh, why you didn't knock? Or why you let so-and-so in without buzzing in? And they get upset. Because them motherfuckers in there doing something, they ain't got no business.
Wow.
And always another thing, too, when you go in somebody's office, if they got a lot of plug-ins in that motherfucker, a lot of smell good, you got to think about that. That's another clue, too. Because why would you want to smell up an area that ain't no bigger than your closet and you only there for maybe 6 to 7.5 hours a day? And then you decide all of a sudden you want to stay late and finish up on a project. That's how it all starts, man. I'm telling you, that's how it all starts. It starts out with a friendly conversation, and then you get to working with that person on a close basis, and next thing you know, you taking them home and y'all fucking. That's just, hey, Andy, and I'm just putting it out there, Andy. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it go down, Andy. And that's if you
right.
work at McDonald's all the way up to the corporate office to the school. It's going on in the workplace. It's going on. People are on their knees. And I ain't talking about waxing the floor or mopping the floor. They on their knees in the bathroom. Like R. Kelly say, he in the kitchen next to the butter rolls. They doing it. They doing it, Andy. Andy, they doing it, Andy. Andy,
now,
you need to put it out there.
It's sometimes, and I can tell you this, that it has happened. I've seen this on more than one occasion where you have people sleeping together at work. Both of them are married, and she ended up pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, Andy, that's what doves cry. That's what doves cry. Do you hear me? You remember that song by Prince? And he always talk about, you know, he in that song, he say, I can just stand the mess. All it would dove cry. You know why he said a dove cry, right? Because it be shit going on. It be shit going on. That's what I'm saying. Because you do shit. Oh, yeah, that happens all the time, Andy. And then sometimes you could have the husband and the wife working at the job, and then the husband fucking around and the wife fucking around all at the same job at the same time.
That just brings a whole new definition to the word benefits.
That's right. That's right. And Andy, it goes on in corporate America. And I'm talking about for these people that work for GNC, these people work for Shell, these people that work for Chevron. If you're on the line, you know it go down. You know it go down. Because let me tell you, Cindy Sue want to keep her position because Cindy Sue want to drive that 328 BMW with 325. Because Cindy Sue want to keep that high-rise apartment that she got over there so when her friends come over to drink, they can get all full because she knows she can go to the boss and get her some head job, and she all good for a good another raise. I'm telling you, you be wondering why you getting the last end of the stick. Because guess what? Because you ain't giving it up. Now, I ain't going to lie. If I had to give it up and back it up at the workplace, you know, for some freebies, you know, like a BMW, Mercedes, shit,
right.
That's something to think about. That's something to think about. And, I might have to let it do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like a new edition say, never trust a big booty and a smile, do me, baby. Yeah. I might have to go on and do it. I'm telling you, that's how it's going down. And you never know the song Secret Lovers. It's Secret Lovers always at the workplace. And not only at the workplace, the church, too. You know what I'm saying? The church, has got the office, too. So remember, you got church members working in the office, too, that's on the payroll. And then you wonder why sister and the reverend are always so close, closer than the pastor wife. You feel me? Andy, we're going to bring it all the way out, Andy. Andy, you need to break it down, Andy, and bring it all out, because I can touch on some subjects. Because I'm telling you,
are we saying that they've been blessed and they've been laying hands on things and people and lives have been altered and touched? Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah, it happened.
Andy, it is going on. People want promotions now, Andy. They need more money, Andy, because it's hard out here for a pimp now. So, Andy, they doing whatever means necessary. They doing it. And they doing it well, I'm telling you. They doing it because I'm telling you, it always happens. And men always are in the workplace saying little suggestive things and, you know, maybe looking at you a certain way, like they want to chop you up like a biscuit. You know how y'all do. Y'all be in the office and somebody got a short stand on and they looking at you like you the $7 platter at IHOP. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that number four, baby. That number four with some maple syrup. You know, Andy, that's what's going on, Andy, in the workplace. And they ain't too much got to just say it, come on, and just say it because they are scared of sexual harassment. But then they looking at you like you, like they want to stop. I'm talking about stop. Do you hear me? I'm getting backwards. Stop, Andy. Stop it up with a biscuit.
This is also what tends to happen when you get those working relationships. For some odd reason, now, the companies that I work for, they say they want you to, now you got to move department. And you can no longer work somewhere with this person. They now figure it's going to affect your money. Understandable at times, but look, you know, if that's what they're choosing to do, you have to know the consequences going in. Now, I've had a few, I ain't going to lie to you. I've had a few approach me and say some outlandish stuff back when I used to, back in a long time ago, then when people had pagers and I was selling wireless technology, really a pager, but we had to call it wireless technology. I would get some of the most explicit text messages you could ever imagine. I invoked some of it, yes, I did, but at the same time, I still got some of the most erotic text messages you could ever find from the workplace, from a coworker. Now, it's not always best to act on these things because you need to recognize, brother, sister, whoever it may be, that the work wife really could be the office hoe.
That's right.
Keeping a way around to and through anybody to get a raise. And we're not just talking about the raise, you know, between your two pockets and your pants. We're talking about a raise in promotion, in salary, whatever the case may be. So they're looking for a way to not only because they have certain skills, but it's the skills that they possess aren't always the best on paper. And so what tends to happen is they try to find who's in control, who's making the power moves, you know, who's the one that can pull the trigger to get them to the next level without them really working so hard, no pun intended. Y'all might know, you might have done that, you know, maybe back when you was younger, last week, 5 years ago, wherever it may have happened, but think about it. There's a difference. We're not just saying everybody's sleeping around at work. Some folks sleep out, sleep around with them just because they want to, and they just nasty like that.
Andy, a lot of them won't make comments, and, you know, while you're at work, they'll wait until you get ready to go to happy hour. They'll be like, hey, so what you doing after work? What you doing after work? Maybe you want to come join us. We're going out to eat and have a few drinks. And then that's when the nastiness real starts. Because the female might just get in the car and say, well, shit, you want a blowjob right now? Shit, I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm going to give you a sample. It starts like that too, Andy. Because a lot of them be scared. A lot of them be scared to do it at the job. But then they'll come with a little pickup line. Well, we're going out for drinks or, you know, me and some of the guys and some of the females at the job, we're going to be going here after work. Would you like to join us? And then Christmas parties. You know, I don't know if you know about Christmas parties, but every staff Christmas party, it's going to be a few or more than a few that's going to show their ass, if you know what I mean.
Andy, you got a
baby. I'm going to bring you back, boo, because I know. I done been there, done that. I done been there, done that, because I know how they'll try to get you and get you good. But see, I always tell them, baby, you got to pay to play. If you want to play, you got to pay.
Well, today is the 15th. If you want to play, you still got time to know you got paid today.
That's right. That's right. If they got to pay to play, they got to pay their way.
Working relationships, folks. Work husbands. All this wives, work husbands. Get with it tonight. 646-727-3279. Molly, the phone lines are lit up right now. These folks are sitting back. I know they're tripping out laughing at us because we're saying everything. We're keeping it real. If you've been in a situation before and you know you need to talk about this or you want to inquire about what your coworker, what your best friend is going through, y'all go ahead and press option one. Bring it on the line. We need to hear about this tonight. This is real deal, folks, up in here.
Yeah, this is real. This is real, Andy. It's real. It's real. I'm telling you, you talk to about 80% of America, and you ask them how they met their damn husband or their wife. Oh, we met at the job. We was at a conference. And don't forget about the conferences, you know, away from the job. It'd be more fucking going on than the law. You feel me? They just mysteriously add a couple of days on to the time that they supposed to be coming back, but they decide they want to stay an extra day. Your husband or your wife call you and say, well, you know what? The conference ran a little longer than what we thought. I won't be back on that Wednesday. I won't be back until that Saturday because they done met some hot booty. You feel me? But I ain't mad. Look at that. Look at our Secret Service men. You know, supposed to be protecting Obama, but they want to protect the pussy. They decided it was going to be all good to go out, you know, while they at work to get them a little freak on. And look, they got busted. It's happening, people. It's happening. It's happening in the workplace. And when you work for the Secret Service, you always at the workplace. You always working 24/7. Andy, it's happening out there, Andy, because people are getting desperate. Andy, they need money. They want to try to keep up their lifestyles. So they'll do whatever. And why not the workplace? You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, why Molly, not? We talked about the workplace. We've talked about McDonald's and fast foods and other places like that. But I wonder, is it happening in the public school system? You know, just teacher.
Andy, it's happening, Andy. It's happening all the way from the cafeteria workers all the way down to the custodians, to the panels, to the students. It's happening, Andy, because you get so stressful. I mean, then you working with these people 8 hours out the day, sometime longer, and you develop buns. You know what I'm saying? You know, we have a lot of teachers that have, you know, that do a lot of extracurricular activities that be, like, on the weekend. You know, that consist of the other weekend. You know, an even late night. And
yeah,
it's happening because they want to make sure that their job is secure. And then some of them just be wanting to fuck, Andy. I'm just going to put it out there. They just be wanting to, you know, I'm going to put it out there. They just curious because they see Mr. Jones coming out of the hall. They want to see if Mr. Jones really got a big dick. You know what I'm saying? If he really can back up that swag he got. You know what I'm saying? They curious. They want to know. They want to know to see if Mr. Bobby can, if he can do more than just teach English. They want to know. If Mr. Jones can teach more than science. They want to know, Andy. They want to know, Andy. They want to know.
They want to break down that anatomy class all over again, huh?
That's right. Some are discreet, and they'll be like, let's go to happy hour. And then some be just like, fuck it. They doing the lunch duty, and they just up there chopping it up, talking. You know what I'm saying? It goes on, Andy.
The reason I bring this up is because when you mentioned, you know, sometimes relationships get started, I was reading an online survey that said teachers, most often of any profession, are the ones who usually end up dating each other and getting married.
Yeah, it's a lot
of the workforce.
Yeah.
Our teachers are married.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are married and teachers. And one thing about it, when you come to teaching, they ask you on the application, the online application, one of the questions is, do you have any family members that work at the job place? And it's another question that asks you, does your spouse work with you at the workplace? Do you have a spouse that already worked there? They want to know. And Andy,
Go ahead.
And another thing, too, you know, that's how it all starts because, see, they got these night classes that they doing together. And, you know, but to me, it'll be hard for me to sit there and, you know, and know that I'm married and you married and we messed around. And see, when the thrill is gone, see, people don't understand when the thrill is gone. I'm talking about the thrill is gone. Then what are you going to do? You know, you at this workplace together, but you got to see this person every day.
Every day.
You know what I'm saying? Every day you got to see this person. Every day. You
now,
5 days a week, you got to see this person.
With that in mind, knowing that they have the office affairs and whatnot, is it possible that, because I did, and I'm going to do my research in a little bit, are there any married couples who tend to work for the same company in the same office?
Oh, yeah, that's going on, too. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, can
you know,
tell them with somebody that much, that you tend to have to spend, it's cheaper on gas. You got to ride together.
Uh-huh.
But don't you just want a little bit of time away, miss them, and just, give me a break.
Don't
you just want a little bit of time? There are people out there. In a corporate American environment, there are people that, you know, they not only share paychecks, they share almost employee IDs. They share all that. Really? You want to be with this person that much that you don't even want them to be not even with them? And I asked the gentleman. I used to work with somebody who was like that. He worked with his wife. Same building, same floor. I don't know how you did it, bro, because there are other young ladies in here that they are very, extremely attractive and fine. That you have to, you know, you ain't going to say nothing, less to speak. But, you know, you do notice. So what happens if the person that you did marry, happens to catch you looking at this other particular female? You want to go through that? Uh-huh.
Andy, it's happening, Andy. It's happening.
Who
it's going
does
on.
That? I mean, are they getting married like this just because they know, okay, well, I know when you get paid, you can't lie to me about your money. I know when you get paid, I know what's about to happen.
Yeah,
why?
They don't care.
It's
the thrill. It's the thrill, Andy. It's the thrill. They like the thrill. I'm telling you, man, they like the thrill. How many guys that would love to get their dick sucked in the elevator getting ready to go to work or coming to work, already been to work? Who wouldn't love the thrill of that? It's the thrill, Andy. You feel me?
I tell you, I know somebody that would say no. That right there is an amazing thought in itself.
I mean, think about it. You up in the garage and you getting ready to leave work and, you know, old girl been eyeing you all day at work, telling you how nice you look in that suit with that tie. To my purple is your color. But then she wants to get in your Beamer and just go to work. I'm telling you, she really want to work. She really want to work her mom for a while. I'm telling you, people are so desperate now. I'm telling you. Any little side hustle that they can get, they're going to get it. And if it means sucking your dick at the workplace, they're going to do it.
Oh, my. Don't think we playing. Molly, the phone lines are lit up right now. They ain't going nowhere. They probably know we talking about y'all. Not you specifically, but you, your situation. You've been there. It's happened. It's happening,
that's
folks.
Right.
Molly's on here talking about it tonight. Working relationships, the office husband and the work wife. Ooh-wee. Now, say, for example, because we come into the downtime of the show, that we hit a situation where things get a bit uncomfortable, because in the real world, there tends to be situations where it's divorce. But when office relationships seem to go bad, and they do tend to get a little nasty, chances are the only way you're going to leave this person is to change your paycheck.
Uh-huh.
Is it worth it? And how do you go about doing it? That's what I want to know. Is it worth it? And how do you do it? The paycheck's involved. You can't stand them now. And it pissed you off. You don't like them. They used to be cool. They busted you out. They did something. They wouldn't open the door for you. She went out to lunch with other people and didn't tell you about it. took a vacation day, didn't tell you about it. Now we keeping secrets from each other. Now we holding back. Now I don't have their attention. If anybody likes to read, I got to let you know, the hot book out, my very first one, Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't. Situations Do Arouse, I wrote about this. You can get the book online, Barnes & Noble, e-reader, Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook, or you can also get the paperback copy as well from myself in local bookstores and also in beauty salons here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Check it out, folks. It's a great read. Don't act like you don't read up in here, because we get real. But this situation does happen. And if you tend to have to break that off because you've been getting broke off, what you going to do? How would somebody handle that, Molly? What's the best way for somebody to end that relationship at work?
If you know that you can't stand to see that person again, or you don't want to be around them, and you know that you just mentally and physically you can't handle it, then you might need to ask for a transfer. You know, transfer for another department, maybe, you know, different office, you know, because when
right.
it's a breakup, it's going to be nasty.
Oh, it's gonna be nasty. You're right.
It's gonna be nasty because he might go to the next secretary at the job. You know, because you know most times. Let me tell you how it is, Andy. I'm gonna say this. You know, we have somebody and they be special. You know, you spend a lot of time with that person and y'all getting to know each other. Well, it's just like that in the workplace, you know. A new somebody come in, you know, that might catches your eye or vice versa, you know, and you want to get to know that person. But then you knowing that you already got somebody. But like I say, Andy, it's the thrill, Andy. It's the thrill. You know how some women want to know if they still got that diva in them or they still got that, you know, they can still, you know, get some numbers. They be wanting to know, just like the men. They want to still know they got that swag to still see, even though they are married, that they can still, you know, I get that. It's just human nature. You know, people, men and women, just want to know it's that thrill. They want to still see if they got it, if they can still swing that thing and, you know, get in, see if I still got that tight line to bring the real on in, and then female to see if I can still get in them pockets and get me a Louis Vuitton. You feel me? Because if you at the workplace and you give a nigga some head up in the elevator, or maybe even in the garage, or maybe down in the bathroom. You know how they had the bathroom lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, a nigga gonna like it so much. He ain't gonna mind chucking that $800-$900. Maybe you want a Louis, that's all you want? Shit. It's a thrill.
Oh, my.
It's a thrill. It's a thrill, Andy. It's a thrill, man. It's a thrill. I'm telling you, I don't know a nigga. Now, I wish a nigga would call in and say they would love to get a hand job up in the elevator. Or maybe in the garage. Sitting in your car or in the bathroom and you sitting on the sink in the bathroom and you got the door locked and there's people banging on the door trying to get in and use the restroom.
Well, listen, Molly, we got to go to the phone line. You know how we do up in here. This is real talk tonight, folks. Working relationships, you want online happy hour. Molly, we're going to bring Ron on the phone. Ron is calling in and wants to make a comment on about this particular topic. What's going on, Ron?
Yeah.
Well, look, I know I came in on the end of it, but just think about it. If he good looking enough or he got enough swagger and he asks you, you going to tell me you're not going to do it?
Mom?
I was commenting on what the lady said, that she wish a nigga would.
Yeah. If I could get a Louis. You know, I got to be getting a Louis out the bus, a Louis or I got to be getting something high end. but you know, you ain't gonna get it on the first time. You know, we gotta talk upon that, because the reason why I say I know a nigga would love to do it in the elevator, because it's been done before. That's how
right,
I know
right.
It's the thrill. It's the thrill of getting a fucking hair blown back. You feel me? Have you ever had your hair blown back?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
you ain't got
yes.
no hair. Your scalp, hair, your toe, hair, your toes curled up, and you be calling her name and talking, speaking in tongues. A la 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 la, babe. Ooh,
yeah.
Had
it being so good.
Yes.
Pretty much. Had it being so good. Toes popping like popcorn.
That's right, and you gonna get thrill, and you gonna want it every time. And after a while, you gonna have to pay for it. You might not pay for it, like just come out directly out your pocket, but she might want a Louis, she might want a new outfit, she might want a diamond watch, she might want you to even pay that rent. You know what I'm saying? Or put something on it. You feel
me? I feel you. And then that happens, but then that is also situations where. Here it is. Let me put it like this. I see this every day. I work in the club.
Mm-hmm.
I see cats spend thousands. I'm talking about they come in the door, steady throwing money, making it rain. And at the end of the night, she asked the bouncer or the bartender or the bar back to take her home because she don't have no car. Now, granted, she got a bag full of money, and she asked one of these cats to take her home. They take her home, and they hit it for free.
Mm.
Then it becomes a thing where they hit it for free on a regular, and the cat that's in there in the strip club just living that dream of, she going to be mine. He paying.
Well, now, let me tell you something. That nigga ain't getting it for free. He paying. He doing some type of services. You best to believe that. Like you
he
know,
might.
he doing more than taking her home, baby. You better trust. Cause let me tell you, motherfuckers, niggas ain't gonna come and keep it 100 with you. They gonna keep it maybe 75, but they ain't gonna tell you because they don't want you to think they're a weak ass nigga. Trust me, I know. I know, because I've been thinking like a goddamn man. And to tell you, I was doing Lil' Kim before Lil' Kim came out. I had niggas pulling their dicks out in front of everybody before Lil' Kim even talked about eat my pussy right. I'm telling you. Andy, you better tell him, Andy.
I understand what you're
saying,
but I'm letting you know this happens for real. I'm letting you know this happens for real because
I
worked up. I see. And let me tell you, okay, it start like you say, it start off for free, and it stay for free because she fascinated with taking this other cat money who she ain't got to let hit her. She ain't got to let hit her.
Mm-hmm.
All she got to do is get him the illusion that he going to hit her.
And you know what that's called, baby? That's called a pimp it. Have you ever heard of a pimp it? That's a
oh, yeah.
That's a bitch to know how to get her money. And you know what? I ain't mad at her because that might not be the nigga she wanna fuck. And that nigga might just got a big dick and she might just enjoy getting her rocks off. Cause you know, some women are like that. They can have that one nigga they just, you know, get the money from, and then that one nigga who come in and just can hit it
call
and smack it
call
up. That's right.
Don't get it twisted, baby. Men have cleaner women too. Men.
Uh-huh.
Now he might have wife at home. Wife is good. She take care of everything else, but her bedroom skills lack. And the woman that he slide over to, when he gets away from his wife, she know how to make his hair stand up and pay attention. You see, everybody think it's a one-way street. It's not a one-way street.
Oh, no,
the world
it's not,
is made two-way.
That's right. It's never that because, see, because they always say what your wife won't do, their woman will do. That's why I tell them hoes all the time, the wife is, you better get out there and start practicing your mouth skills. Because, see, when you can give a nigga some good head, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And that nigga could call your name backwards. He might think about when he with his friends
damn,
to go and run around with them other dudes and you know, act like he wanna give it that girl, but he gonna make it home. He's going to say, man, I ain't hanging tonight. I'm going home. Because he know his wife going to make him say, na-na-na-na.
Yeah, I believe that because I see some ugly women with some nice cars that I know they ain't paying for.
Yeah. Mm. And you see some ugly women with some buff ass niggas, you be like, damn, how'd she get him? But I know why she, because she doing more than cooking and cleaning and cleaning and cooking.
Yeah. That's like an ugly nigga with a real bad woman. And then you look up and you see him lick his eyebrows, and then you figure it out.
Uh-huh. Wait. Baby, let me tell you. If you had your jimmy wigs. Have you had your jimmy wigs? Have you really had it waxed? Have you had it waxed and polished? Have you ever had your jimmy waxed? Have you had it waxed?
Waxed.
Yeah, have you really had it waxed?
I've had it really good.
No, but have you had it where you is nonstop on your mind where you be like, damn, I got the collar tonight.
Is it
happening from the folks at work?
Oh no, I didn't happen to have that. If I'd had it at the folks at work, I'd have kept it to her.
Y'all gotta love it, man. This is the realest talk show in the world. I don't care what nobody say, man. Wherever you at, as long as you paid your phone bill, you can't miss it. As long as you got internet access, you can't miss it. We got them calling all over the country. Houston's on the phone. Dallas, Fort Worth, Kansas City, California. 614 area code. I'm not quite sure where that is. Pennsylvania's on this line. And, man, they are just out of control tonight. We keeping it real, folks. I know the folks that are listening right now just tripping out. Rhonda joined the party. Me and Molly been tripping out for real about this topic. Working relationships, y'all. The office husband and the work wife. Where else does it go down like this? I mean, my man Rhonda came in and told the truth about it. Ladies, y'all ain't safe. We know. Molly telling the truth about y'all right now. Am I lying, Ron?
No, you ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Any hoe to say they ain't fucking for a Louis Vuitton or a BMW, you could be the most conservative hoe out there. But if you know you want to keep your job and you want to keep your job Trump tight, you going to give that boss, especially y'all white hoes, y'all going to give them what they need every time. They can call you at 12 o'clock at night, midnight. You going to go over there and see if Johnny Bob need that report.
Don't just put it on the white ones, because, I mean, let's be honest.
I'm not saying that, too. It's the black ones and the white ones, boo, and the Hispanic. And let me tell you, and them Chinese women, they just as horny as our asses are. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They just speaking another language. You feel me? Mm.
That's right. And if you take it back, how do you think some of them sisters knock other sisters out them house service jobs back in the day? You know, they went from field niggas to house niggas. How do you think they knock some of them women out them jobs?
That's right.
You know, you got to think about it. This thing just started.
Oh, no, it ain't just started. It's been started, Andy. I'm telling you. And, Andy, and that's where it's mostly happening in the workplace, Andy. I'm telling you. 50% of hookups is through the workplace, Andy. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. It's a fact.
Especially if you work in the entertainment business.
Hello.
Yeah, it's a fact. That's how some of the stars have to work their way up, Andy, in order to get their record out. Because they gotta work their way up through the crew. And if the crew, they gonna listen to the CD, but they wanna really make their own CD.
Right.
And they want you to hum on that motherfucker. They want you to do acapella. You feel me, Andy?
they wanna see their motivation.
I'm gonna tell you a little experience. I'm not gonna give away too much, but I work as a licensed bodyguard. And at one time I was working for this one rap artist. Now, you would think that these women would spend most of their time trying to get at him. Do you know I got more looking because I was the man they had to get go through to get to him?
Yeah,
I got more than the law alive.
Have you ever heard that song, Ain't No Fun If The Homies Can't Get None?
Yeah, I believe
okay.
That.
Okay. So you think about it, ain't no fun if the homies can't get none. I think Warren G or was it Dr. Dre, one of them said that. Snoop Dogg, one of them. That's why they have an entourage. Because if you hit them, then you got to hit all of them. If you do head job, then everybody going to have their dick out like a buffet. I'm going to need you to sop everybody up like a biscuit. Do you feel me? That's how I go down, baby. That's how I go down. So you got, you ladies, you better step. If you want to get paid out here and you want, because times are hard, especially if you ain't got no degree and you over there trying to hustle, times are getting hard. You better have a side gig. You better have a side hustle. I'm telling you. Everybody needs a side hustle. That's right. And that's, they could be your side hustle. I ain't knocking nobody. Because they could be their side hustle. Shit, I'm like this. If you could use that to be your side hustle, she use it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of the side hustle, I got the ultimate hustle man that's about to join in on the show right now. I know y'all done heard him before. He come with the gospel of truth and the epitome of the eclectic metaphors. The one and only chosen one sports. Big Ray International, my man Big Ray Hardy's on the line with us right now. Ray, what's going on, bro?
It's going down tonight. I hate to say it, but you got these people on here telling the truth and the whole truth. I can't even refute it. I've seen it before myself, especially up in them call centers. You'd be surprised how these people
oh,
call
yes.
They way up the corporate ladder. Some of
yes.
my best friends and supervisors. Male and female. I've seen it from both ends. I ain't gonna get on names to protect the innocent and the guilty. I've seen it going on. Honey, especially if you one of the few African-American supervisors up in there, they on you like a sugar-coated pasty and honey, sprinkle with sugar and honey. Part of sugar, huh? I've seen it.
Oh, man.
Come in that dressing room. But behind them closed doors, hey, I done seen and heard training going down in the training room on a Saturday morning. Hey, I done seen it don't just be the low level. They got them high level, too. I done seen some high level management get caught on camera in the parking lot.
Wow.
I do had to explain to his wife why they getting transferred to Pittsburgh in the cold in the middle of the year.
Oh, yeah, because he done knocked off an intern that a vice president or somebody like better.
I was at one company and tried to switch companies, and somebody whose management at the next company met me for the last company and didn't want me to get hired because they didn't want to come and spill the beans. But, that, you know, that wasn't my nature. I just want the work. But you go to the parking lot, it's dope, isn't it? Parking lot pimping.
You tell me, I forgot about the call center, boo. You, Andy, we kind of slipping on that one. But yeah, the call center is one of the biggest whole places. Oh, you talking about Jimmy waxed all day. They waxed it up the hallway and down the hallway.
All waxed off. All your major banking companies around here in the Metroplex, I ain't going to say no names because you know they all doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
been known.
They doing it with the R, baby. They doing it with the R. You know what the R is? They doing it like R. Kelly. He said, in the kitchen next to the butter rolls, baby. They doing it. They doing it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Man, it's like they done put some in the water at the call center. They adventure, especially in training. The first 3 weeks was training. Why they all trying to get with the trainer?
Yes.
They ain't hit the flow yet.
They ain't even put the headphones on good.
I ain't got that 90 days on
Facebook. Wow.
Yes, it did.
Yo.
Yes, it did.
Don't think about the graduation day from training where they all go out and get blessed and wasted. Happy hours.
No, I had to sit back and listen on that one because I thought maybe it was just me.
No,
you know how you work
it's all around the world the same song.
You know how you happen to have one of them little temporary jobs at one of them call places. Customer service. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm a witness that you got them people sitting in there giving each other hand jobs, sitting next to each other from cubicle to cubicle.
Oh, dude, and that's new.
I don't know. That
sometimes
ain't new.
Sometimes it ain't even cubicle to cubicle. Them motherfuckers could be right in front of each other because some companies so cheap they don't even want to provide a cubicle. You can't even dig in your nose if you got a booger. You know what I'm saying? You better hit that shit before you get to the job. That's how they walk up close and personal. Man, I'm telling you, because you know they ain't got another 30-minute lunch. If they had a 30-minute lunch,
right,
and
right,
sometimes
right,
a nigga don't bring no lunch kit in, so because he already know he going to go out to the parking lot, and there'd be a lot of motherfuckers just sit out at the parking lot, because I done did a temporary job at a call center before.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then not all of them be what you call cubicles where they separate. Sometimes it just be the phone sitting on that little old booth thing, and on the other side
yeah.
of the table is the same little booth thing. You know, y'all can touch each other and see each other up under the table, you know.
That's
and the
right.
person next to you the same way. And, I mean, hey, all kinds of things be going down at the workplace.
That's right.
Hello.
I'm telling you. Not even at the workplace. It go down even after work. Shit, they just, like I told you, them niggas be looking at the women, be looking at the niggas, and the niggas be looking at the women, and they want to sop them up like a biscuit.
Yeah.
But the main premise of the situation, if you career-minded, now if you just job-orientated, well, you ain't going to be there for long, go on, get your phone. But if you try to get you some longevity or some stay here, don't get your honey where you make your money. They got
right.
they that's how they. That's how they get longevity. How they get their honey where they make their money. I mean, let me tell you something. You know how many
that really works for women. Women can get the longevity by
right.
giving up some of the honey, but the
no,
men,
right. too, let me tell you,
it don't work.
Men too. Cause you know what? Men too. Because these women around here, you got
right.
one black guy. I work at a school. We got one black guy at the school, and you got a whole bunch of women. Them women been on him since the day he walked up in that motherfucker. Soon as he come in, how you doing? Then they say, you know, this whole wearing some Cleveland showing, and then we got a faculty meeting talking about, our principal say, if I can see you lying in between your breasts, that means your shirt too low. We talk about wardrobe. I don't say we having a meeting behind wardrobe because you got one man that come through the building and you got a whole bunch of single hoes because it's a whole bunch of single hoes.
You know they trying to get chosen squads.
Shit. You better come with it, man. I'm telling you. That's how they want to get up in
the but what I'm saying is, let's say I'm on a low-level position and my supervisor is a female. All right, now I knock off and we get a little relationship going and we got our thing going. Okay, now another female come on to the area or the workplace and she kind of feeling me. Now I might not even gave her no kind of signs of play or none of that, but if my supervisor who's also feeling me see that she feeling me, then she gonna bring me drama because you know that's the way. Women, some women are. They gonna bring that. She gonna bring that drama to me, and I ain't even noticed it, or let's say I ain't trying to notice it because I don't want to mess up my position.
Right.
But she gonna bring it to me first,
and
I ain't even trying to hit this.
If you gonna get one where you work at, get one that don't work in the same department.
The one you might want to give it to might be working in the same department.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Because, it's going to start off you being a homie lover friend. Do you know what a homie lover friend is?
Oh, yeah.
Break that down for the people in radio land.
A homie lover friend is when you can work together, and then after work, we can fuck together, and then come back to work and still work together. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
See, all niggas can't be like that because if that homie lover friend that might want somebody else, then, you know, that sometimes that male could get kind of, you know, want to put salt on some game and be like, man, I already hit that, man. Man, don't even cheat a hoe. But you ain't saying that you want to hit it. You want to keep hitting it. But then, you know, you'll throw a little salt because you don't want nobody else to hit it, even though you know you want a homie level friend.
He might just be more
a homie level friend.
But see, that don't just go for dudes. That go for women, too.
Yeah.
She going to
tell, if she hear the new girl on the job say that, I kind of like him, he kind of cute, she lying to tell her, oh, no, you don't want to mess with that, he's a hoe. But all the time, she messing with him. She just don't want both of them messing with him.
Exactly. Because she don't find out he got a big dick and a long-ass tongue, and he might got a pocket full of motherfucking money. Yeah.
Wow.
I ain't mad at him.
Well, this show has been out of control. I love this. We didn't have to go for both. Molly done tore it up. Ron, man, I appreciate you chiming in tonight for the online happy hour. Don't let this be the last time you call and check us out. And Big Ray is putting it down as always here on the show. Folks, this has been a phenomenal one. We got to talk about what's going on, what's real out there, folks, and being 100 with it. I mean, it's in the workplace, it's in your environment. You know, Blake talked about some stuff earlier. If you missed that, he relieves himself a little bit differently than some others who may talk about the show on the latter part of the hour. But nonetheless, all the same, you know, your opinion is welcome. We talk about it, we keep it 100, we keep it real, because these are the things that we discuss and we see on a regular basis. Now, what's coming up on a regular here, folks, I just need your attention in the DFW area, especially in the FW area. Beginning Friday, June 8th, all comedians, bands, and spoken word artists want you to come on out and display your talent at the newly renovated Neo Soul and Jazz Cafe out there in Fort Worth, Texas. That's at 1101 Oak Grove Road. For more information about that, call this number here at 469-236-0196. That's 469-236-0196. Now, coming up this weekend, folks, is going to be another outstanding weekend. Saturday, May 19th at the Southside Loft of Dallas is coming up for the Ladies' Night Out of Empowerment. Come on out, ladies, and get a wrap for success. For more information, go to the website of educator and life coach Ms. Sharice Walker at www.sharicewalker.com. And if you're looking for a good word, need a fresh, bold connection for your spirit, then join Pastor Malcolm Finkney and myself and fellow members of Life Church Texas tomorrow and each Wednesday night for a coffee house fellowship at Starbucks in Grand Prairie, 360 in Camp Wisdom at 8 o'clock p.m. Keep in mind, folks, we're doing the denim and white party at Neo's this coming Saturday as well. Make sure you wear your denim. Make sure you wear your white. Come on out. We're going to have a good time, and it's going to be fun. The doors are open at 8 o'clock p.m., and it's going down like bad stock. The play is in effect September 22nd at the African American Museum at Fair Park in Dallas. It's going to be the stage play of Second Place Women Who Come In First, brought to you by Fierce Productions, and How Was Your Weekend as well. Now, this has been a great show, folks, tonight. As we wrap the show up, I want to thank the panel for their insight. I want to thank Molly, Ron, the folks chiming in, Big Ray, and everybody who've been blogging and chatting with us and expressing your thoughts. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, if you got some good information, do us a favor and tell five more people to chime in with you as we come back with another hot one next week. Log in, listen to Nerd Fam. My name is Andy Brown. God first. Good night to my frat. Go, Bob. And we gone.